You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Now that we know that Syria is considering loading bombs with the nerve gas sarin, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about nerve gases, what sarin is, sarin, and just to kind of clue you guys in on how sick this stuff can be. This is some pretty nasty stuff. Nerve agents usually are. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some of you that take benzodiazepines like Valium, Xanax could be at risk for pneumonia. A lot of interesting information coming up today that we're going to just try to hit as many stories as we can. So, sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy the ride. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I need to apologize. I still haven't figured out the whole pop-up issue, and I'm getting pop-ups as we go. So for some reason, I accidentally do a commercial for Zdoo or whatever the heck is popping up. I'm going to apologize early. This was kind of interesting. Did you hear about a passenger who was accused of shattering a window on a JetBlue airplane because he couldn't sit next to his mommy? Guys, hear about that? I fly JetBlue all the time because we go to New York so often. And I love JetBlue because you got the little videos there in front of you so you can watch TV. And, again, no real food on the plane, but at least you can watch TV satellite. And, by the way, you can listen to XM Radio. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show when you're up on a plane on JetBlue. But apparently somebody wasn't pleased by all that information and got really mad when he was unable to sit next to his mother. Robert Ramirez of Hackensack, New Jersey, boarded a flight from Orlando International. And he was upset he couldn't sit next to his mommy, was told by members of the flight crew where to sit. He then punched a window, causing it to detach from the wall of the plane just as the aircraft pulled away from the gate. The aircraft, of course, had to return to the terminal because whenever you have an open window on a plane, everything seems to, right, there's always papers, you know, flying around. I don't know why. It's always papers, you know. I'd just once like to see a tray of food, you know, fly towards the window. But anyway, papers and everything starts to fly out, and you can't take a plane up there if you have any windows open. So aircraft returned to the terminal, and the flight was delayed for an hour while the window was replaced. And I guess a federal grand jury has indicted him. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I love my mom. But, you know, I don't know about you all, but if I didn't have to sit on a five-hour flight, well, what, Orlando to New York is probably three and a half, right? It may be a blessing in disguise. I mean, you know how many guilt trips your mom can lay on you in a 4 or 5 hour flight? That's a lot of guilt trips. So my recommendation would be if the flight crew was saying, look, you don't have to sit next to your mama, I'd probably be pretty happy with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That'd be great if I could get my kids in a whole nother row, right? So I don't have to sit next to the kids. Oh, they're always fighting and complaining and here, mom, hold my Coke. Here, mom, hold this. You're not even supposed to be drinking Coke. They order whatever the heck they want from the stewardess or the flight attendant because I'm asleep. Here, mom, hold this. I gotta pee. Mom, I'm sick of it. I don't even get to sleep. I'd rather sit next to a stranger. Now, apparently 16% of online holiday shopping is done where? On a laptop? In your desk? At work? No, on a toilet. They say that 16% of you who have been online shopping have done it while sitting on the toilet. Survey of 2,000 adults taken by Harris Interactive in November discovered the shopping on the toilet technique was more popular among men than women. According to the survey, people also do it when they're stuck in traffic or when they are in business meetings. I don't know how you guys could do it on the toilet because don't you need a credit card? See, I don't text very well. I think my fingers are too big. And to put in a credit card number, I mean, unless some of these people, some of these already have the credit card number already in place. That's what's nice about apps. You know, but then you got to type in your password. See, me, I don't like to text. I think my thumb hurts. I get text thumb, which is a medical condition, by the way. Texting thumb, I don't like it. And so I try to do as little typing as possible. I will read. I will maybe play one of the solitaire games while sitting on the toilet, but I probably wouldn't holiday shop. When I online shop, I need about 7 different Google pages going at one time because I need to price compare. And then, again, I need to open up a new Google page to find a coupon code. So as far as I'm concerned, I need plenty of space, plenty of room. And then, of course, you know, as each credit card maxes, I need to go and reach for another credit card. You can't be doing that on the potty. You know, we talked about a long time ago how you really shouldn't be sitting long-term while you're on the potty. The best way to poop is standing and a little bit bent. That's supposed to be the easiest, most healthiest way to poop. Remember we talked about that? That you're really not supposed to be sitting when you poop. You're supposed to be standing. But, you know, the last couple centuries, they came up with the latrine, the toilet, the loo. And, you know, we sit. But, you know, more studies are coming out saying that doesn't really help with the curve of getting the poop out. And the healthiest way that we used to do was stay. I mean, look at your dog and look at your cat when they poop. That's the position. I mean, you don't have to be on all fours, but do you see how they aren't in a sitting position or a reclining position or a reverse cowgirl or whatever? You see, they're basically in a normal position, but kind of bent a little bit. All right, that's how nature designed us to evacuate our bowels. But we decide to sit, we lean back, we put our feet up on an ottoman. Don't ask how you guys get ottomans into your little bathrooms, but you do. And now you're doing online shopping. Get off the toilet. Do what you need to do. If you can, I guess, you know, if you're having trouble getting the poop out, try to stand a little bit. And that's how you do it. I mean, I would miss. I don't aim that well. All right, when we come back, let's talk about nerve gases, what's going on in Syria, and what that means for us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.92, $867.46 for a half ounce, or $433.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1734.92, $867.46, and $433.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all tuning in. Just really quickly, for any of you that are going to be in Las Vegas this weekend, tomorrow I'm going to be a guest MC at a fundraising gala for the Shrine Family Foundation. It's going to be at the Foundation Room atop Mandalay Bay. House of Blues and Las Vegas Weekly is hosting a three-hour event. This is going to be phenomenal. 10% of every drink and meal purchase at the Foundation Room, which is a phenomenal place to eat. We'll be going to the Shrine Family Foundation. And of course, I'm going to be there. Please come by, say hi. It's going to be extremely entertaining. Also, for those of you in Las Vegas, there's a huge Hurricane Sandy relief effort that is going to be done at the New York Hotel on its Brooklyn Bridge. There's going to be drinks and food. It's $100 a ticket, but you're going to have phenomenal food from celebrity chefs, drinks from Southern Wine and Spirits, phenomenal entertainment from Mark Giovi, who's a good friend of mine and a fabulous entertainer. I had the honor of singing with him. And he's still in business, even after I sang with him. That's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, December 9th. Of course, guests have to be over 21 to attend because there's going to be lots of yummy food and alcohol. All right, let's move on here. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, from what we found out this morning, the Syrian military is prepared to use chemical weapons against its own people. and is awaiting final orders from President Bashar Assad. They say the military has loaded the precursor chemicals for sarin, a deadly nerve gas, into aerial bombs that could be dropped onto the Syrian people. I think Saddam Hussein did this in the 80s to his own people, killed I don't know how many hundreds. But they said that these could be dropped onto the Syrian people from dozens of fight bombers. Officials said there was as yet no evidence that the process of mixing the precursor chemicals have begun. That was earlier this week, but today they said their worst fears had been confirmed. The nerve agents were already locked and loaded inside the bombs. We're going to be talking about sarin in a second. It is a very lethal agent. Hundreds of times more lethal than cyanide. This is some nasty stuff. Oh, here we go. Saddam Hussein, their forces had killed 5,000 Kurds with a single sarin attack in 1988. U.S. officials stress that as of now, and this is being reported by World News, NBC News, the sarin bombs hadn't been loaded onto planes and that Assad hadn't issued a final order. But if he does, one of the officials said, there is little the outside world can do to stop it. Now, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, no wonder she wants to retire, reiterated U.S. warnings to Assad not to use chemical weapons, saying he would be crossing a red line if he did so. I doubt, I don't really think this guy, I mean, you have somebody who's going to kill his own people. He's not of the most mental capacity or competency at this point. I don't think he gives a damn. Speaking Wednesday at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Clinton said the Syria government was on the brink of collapse, raising the prospect that an increasingly desperate Assad regime might turn to chemical weapons or that the banned weapons could fall into other hands. Even if Assad doesn't use these, you don't think terrorists are going to try to get a hold of this stuff? Ultimately, what we should be thinking about is a political transition in Syria and one that should start as soon as possible, according to Hillary Clinton. We believe their fall is inevitable. It is just a question of how many people have to die before that occurs. All right, fighting, of course, has intensified over the last 21 months. 40,000 people are already dead. The UN withdrew its personnel from Damascus, saying conditions are too dangerous. The government said this week that it wouldn't use chemical weapons on its own people after President Barack Obama warned that doing so would be unacceptable. But today they found out, they don't care. I mean, nobody has respect for us. Nobody's scared of us anymore. So they're going to do what they want. Now, in addition to sarin, Syria had access to Tabun, another chemical nerve agent. From what we understand, I don't think those are already loaded on the plane as the sarin is. Now, okay, how do these nerve agents work? Well, some of them are a inhibitor of this enzyme called cholinesterase. Now, cholinesterase, basically, it's when you have your cells and you have synapses between nerves, okay, you have these chemicals that basically go back and forth, okay? And these chemicals are, they go from one end to another. And in order to make things move or to make things occur or to make things twitch, let's say for a muscle, you need certain enzymes to be able to get where they need to go. But what's very interesting about this nerve agent is it inhibits the enzyme that would break down acetylcholine. Acetylcholine, therefore, will build up in the synapse between the nerve and continue to impulse these nerves, continue to stimulate. So what ends up happening is you actually start to exhaust. Because after a while, your respiratory muscles can't continually have the impulses and continually have the stimulation. So you see, rather than blocking any nerve action, it's an overstimulation. You guys kind of get that? Because this drug inhibits the enzyme that's supposed to inhibit the buildup of acetylcholine. Now, the good news to this is there is an antidote. We use atropine. Worst case scenario, I guess a hospital could use atropine. They could also use pralidoxamine. There's also bipyridine, which is also an acetylcholine antagonist, because again, you're going to want to block acetylcholine buildup. But the problem with the sarin is it's 500 times more toxic than cyanide, and it's very easily absorbed in the mouth. It could be absorbed on the skin. You could breathe it in. Now, a very nice breakdown of this should be on the CDC website. I actually found something from the North Dakota Department of Health, and I really like how they set this up, and I will probably post this on my Facebook and Twitter just so you guys could read this. Basically, it goes through the most frequently asked questions of sarin, okay, which is the nerve gas that Syria would possibly use and could possibly, of course, get into the hands of terrorists and be used elsewhere. They call it GB. You know, these nerve gases are very similar to how pesticides work, right? The organophosphates. Unfortunately, these things are a heck of a lot more toxic. And also, sarin is clear, colorless, tasteless, no odor, so you can't even tell if you've even been exposed until symptoms occur. It could evaporate into gas. It could very easily dissolve in water. So get into the water system. It mixes extremely easy. So people could very easily poison the water system. And because of it being so toxic, they only need a little bit. They say following contamination of food with sarin, people can be exposed by eating the food as well. And if you get it on your clothes can release it for about 30 minutes. And that can then expose other people. Let's say if you're on a bus or you're in a subway, etc. They say sarin breaks down extremely slowly in the body. So people who could be repeatedly exposed to small amounts can have additive amounts of this medication, and comminuted can cause even more problems. They say the sarin vapor is heavier than air, so it's going to sink to low-lying areas as opposed to go up into the air out of the atmosphere and dissipate. It'll fall down because it's heavier than air. All right. They say if you are, however, exposed to this nerve gas, your symptoms are going to probably hit within a few seconds. Unfortunately, people can have symptoms even up to 18 hours. And again, what they do is they prevent the inhibition of acetylcholine. So acetylcholine builds up. You get multiple synapse stimulation. The muscles end up tiring. What would be immediate signs of exposure? Anything. You could have a runny nose. You could have watery eyes. You could get blurred vision, cough, chest tightness, confusion, drowsiness, headache, nausea, vomiting. Blood pressure could drop or blood pressure could spike. You could be confused. You could have diarrhea. You could start to urinate more. You could have increased breathing, increased heart rate, or your breathing could slow down, or your heart rate could slow down. Of course, even a small drop can cause you to lose consciousness, go into convulsions, respiratory failure, paralysis, and this is lethal. All right. At some point, if your body can't prevent the acetylcholine buildup, you can die. Now, what should you do? How should you protect yourself? Okay, so they say, of course, if any of this nerve gas is released, you got to get the fresh air. Leave the subway, leave the house, leave the apartment, go where there is fresh air. Move as far away from where the nerve gas was released. Get out of the building. Quickly take off any clothing that could have liquid sarin on it. Any clothing should be pulled over the head or cut off the any clothing that has to be pulled over the head, cut it off. You do not want anything getting on your mucous membranes, eyes, mouth, etc. Cut off your clothes. Are we on break? Okay. If we're on break, I'm going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what to do if you're exposed to nerve gas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been discussing these bombs that Syria President Assad is thinking about dropping on its own people. And some of these bombs have been, locked and loaded with nerve gas, sarin nerve gas. So we were discussing in the previous hour the nerve gas and what it does and the dangers of it. And it's some pretty lethal, scary stuff. And, as we get more information on what President Bashar Assad may do. In the meantime, people are trying to prep, but it's difficult. And where we're at right now is discussing what to do, let's say, if somebody was exposed to this nerve gas. Immediately, you got to take off your clothes. Any liquid that could be on this gas can be very quickly absorbed into your skin. If it gets into the water system, gets into the food system, it's tasteless, odorless, you have no idea. So it's not like you could smell and go, wait a second, something's not right, and put it down. Very easy for terrorists to get a hold of this stuff, put it in our water supply, our food system, and you could start having symptoms within seconds. It could be lethal. It prevents, like pesticides do, but in a much more toxic concentration, it prevents your acetylcholine from being metabolized or broken down. So the acetylcholine increases within the synapse of your nerve cells innervating your muscles, and what ends up happening is the muscles begin to tire because they are consistently being impulsed and stimulated. And at that point, muscles fatigue, people end up not being able to breathe, or they go into convulsions, etc., and can die. God forbid you get any of this stuff on you. You got to quickly take off your clothes. Any clothes that have to go over your head, they say don't cut it off, because you do not want any of these chemicals to touch any of your mucous membranes, like in your eyes, your mouth, your nose. I mean, remember, you have a lot of open areas that the clothes that the clothes can wipe as you're pulling them over. So they say cut off the clothes. If possible, seal the clothing in a plastic bag, then seal the first plastic bag in a second plastic bag. They say removing and sealing the clothing in this way will help protect people from any chemicals that might be on their clothes. According to the North Dakota State Department of Health, they say if clothes were put in plastic bags, inform either the local or state health department and emergency personnel of their arrival. Don't, handle the plastic bags. Don't drive, you know, your truck nearby the police station and just dump the clothes in front of the police station. Don't drop it off at a Goodwill truck. Okay, remember, this stuff can kill. They say if helping other people remove their clothing, avoid touching the contaminated areas, remove the clothing as quickly as possible. Then you got to wash the body. You got to wash any liquid serum from the skin with large amounts of soap and water. Wash it with soap and water will help protect, obviously, the chemicals from starting, you know, to be absorbed. You got to flush those eyes with plain water for 10 to 15 minutes if they are burning or vision is blurred. My other concern, though, is if any of your exposure was near the face, this stuff is also a vapor, is also a gas. There could be a very good chance that some of the vapor, remember, this vapor is heavier than air, so it's not going to go up and dissipate and then hopefully go away into the atmosphere. It will sink lower. And if you think that it was anywhere near your head, I would probably flush your eyes anyway. They say rinse your eyes with plain water for 10 to 15 minutes. If sarin has been swallowed, do not induce vomiting or give fluids to drink. They say if you swallowed it, call 911, explain what happened. Now, how do they treat you? Like I said, there is an antidote. We use atropine, and there's other medications that could hopefully combat this, but they'll also probably, you know, hit you with a lot of fluids and try to flush it out. It's a very scary thing to think that, you know, we have nerve agents. I know, you know, I think there was an episode of 24. I don't know what season it was where they were talking about the nerve gas. Well, it wouldn't have been an episode. 24 is like a 24-hour day per season. So it was probably a whole.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker John Boehner lighted the Capitol Christmas tree this evening in unusually warm weather for Washington. Boehner says the 2012 Capitol Christmas tree reminds us of the true spirit of the season.
You know it's Christmas.
Trying to take over the Dr. Dolly show. Is that what that guy's doing? Anyway, the fact that they're so blatant about having this, it just kind of reminds us that stuff is out there. And with that stuff being out there, anybody could get a hold of it. So, we'll keep you guys posted as we know more. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. This was a very interesting study that came out saying sedatives may raise pneumonia risk. People taking the popular benzodiazepines. This isn't the first time we talked about this on the show, but it is another study reinforcing that people taking Xanax, Valium, or some of the brand names are, or the generic names are Alprazolam, Diazepam, Librium, Halcyon, Ativan, could be at increased risk of dying of pneumonia and developing pneumonia. Now, many people are given Librium, Halcyon, Valium, Xanax for a variety of reasons. Most commonly, they're used for anxiety, but some of you also use it for sleep. Some of you even using it for seizures, muscle spasms, etc. But this study was, you know, looked at, people assigned to different groups, and it was published in the journal Thorax, you know, which is the chest. I think Thorax is cool. I was thinking about naming my kid Thor. at one time before he was born, Thor. And thorax is even, I think, a cooler name. Anyway, they looked at 5,000 patients diagnosed with pneumonia between 2001 and 2002. And then they looked at patients, 29,500 patients who didn't have pneumonia. Patients with pneumonia typically had suffered pneumonia before, and they might have had other serious illnesses, heart attack, depression, in this one group. But they looked at the use of benzodiazepines in both groups. All right, and they found that people that were taking these benzodiazepines like Valium, Ativan, Restoril, Tamazepam, etc., were associated with a 54% increased risk of developing pneumonia. This was also true for Zopiclone, Imovane, which is another medication. Now, apparently, though, Librium, which is chlordiazepoxide, Librium didn't increase the risk of pneumonia as much as Tamazepam, Lorazepam, and Diazepam did. They say further analysis found the risk of dying within a month after being diagnosed with pneumonia was 22% higher among those people taking benzodiazepines. The risk of dying was 32% higher after 3 years of diagnosis. Now, they believe 2% of people in the United States have been taking these medications for more than a year. But among the elderly, 1 in 10 use these drugs, Valium, Xanax, Ativan, etc. So what do we think is going on here? Well, one, I think Valium and Xanax are overprescribed as it is. But why the heck would that increase pneumonia risk? Well, I, if you're more bedridden, if you're taking an anti-anxiety, if you're taking a sedative, and you're lying down more, and you're not waking up as easily, maybe you're not breathing out the pathogens, and you could get pneumonia that way. You know, maybe people that take these anti-anxiety medications are already poor sleepers. And since pneumonia is a very common infection for people who are a little vulnerable, maybe people that don't sleep aren't as healthy, and they get pneumonia. I really don't think benzodiazepines act directly on any of the lung linings, making them more susceptible to picking up a bug. But the problem I have is many of you guys are taking these medications religiously. You were given the medication 20, 30 years ago, told to take it every 8 hours for anxiety, and you never stopped. Now, you can't take those every day. And if you do miss a dose after taking it in that quantity, you could seize, you could die. All right? If you're taking chronic benzodiazepines for anxiety, you may need to get on a little bit of a safer medication, whether you're worried about them causing pneumonia or not. It's just these medications are really addictive. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 48 minutes past the hour. Call in with your questions, your concerns. You can also email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Very easy way to find us. I think also we have some other emails out there like Radio Doc. I'll find out some of our other emails because many of you I know misspelled the name Dahlia. I mean, honestly, it's been a few years. Really, you guys, you really forget the H at the end. So we'll, I'll try to come up with some easier, website addresses for you guys to, but I think we got Radio Doc. I think we got Doc that doesn't comb her hair. I think we got middle-aged Doc. I think we got a couple different websites. I'll find those and let you guys know over the next couple days. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can also follow us on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook a little bit later, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's me. Okay, very easy. You can tell. You can recognize me. I look like my voice. I really do. You know, I mean, I know people think, oh, you know, you sound like you're, you know, a 6-foot blonde, you know, and I'm not 6-foot blonde, but once you see my picture, you're like, yeah, that's her. All right, so you know what to me. Don't forget, we got Christmas, Hanukkah coming around the bend, Kwanzaa, and Dr. Dahlia Show has a cruise coming up this summer. What a phenomenal gift to give, the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Because remember, you need to kill a couple birds with one stone. Some of you guys are married to somebody that has a birthday. You know, when we talked about last Saturday, inexpensive gifts. Okay, one thing I forgot to bring up is how to kill two birds with one stone. Okay, I have a birthday in the summer. Now, if my husband ever wanted to save money, what he should probably do is in my stocking, right, or when we give gifts, have a gift that includes a trip or a cruise for the summer. So I open up my gift and it's, oh my gosh, we are going on a trip this summer for my birthday. Now what that does is it already handles the Christmas gift or the Hanukkah gift because I opened it up and I'm all excited. And then when it's my birthday, well, I'm not giving you a gift because I'm taking you on a trip. You see? So that's sometimes the smartest thing to do. If you know you're going to be stuck taking your spouse on a trip, you know, for their birthday, give them the news Christmas time. And you just got out of an extra gift. It's brilliant. It is brilliant. So the Dr. Dahlia cruise is coming up this summer. Smart stocking stuffer. Brilliant stocking stuffer. Put a little box under the tree, say we're traveling with Dr. Dahlia. Now, if she or he doesn't like the Dr. Dahlia show, we got a problem. But my guess is they love it. I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't like the show? Who? Put your hands down. 1-877-DOCDALIA. I don't even know why I ask. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a very interesting study, okay? You know how I talk about blood pressure medicines all the time and how we need to fine-tune which blood pressure medicine you get? I can't stand how we in medical school, we learn, all right, well, we just start everybody on this one type of medicine, and then if that doesn't work, we max it out and then start another one. I like actually looking at the patient. I like actually looking at you and then deciding which medicine I'm going to want to give you. I know that seems a shocker. I mean, to actually look up from what I'm writing down in the chart, right, and actually take a look at the person in front of me. But, some doctors are starting to do that, okay, where we're actually going to look at, who's in front of us rather than the piece of paper. And this one researcher suggests that depending on your weight, you may need to be on one medicine versus another. Now, I mean, to me, that makes perfect sense, okay? You know, we'll treat African-Americans with a different blood pressure medicine, we should, than Caucasians, because some blood pressure medicines work better in blacks than whites. Some medications work better in obese individuals than thin individuals. It makes sense. You don't look at a number. People aren't numbers. Now, remember, we only have about 12 months left to do this before Obamacare kicks in. But hopefully you guys could get on the right, medication before, we start to have government officials decide our health care. So Dr. Michael Weber gets credit for this one. Professor of Medicine, no, I don't know if he's single. Professor of Medicine at Downstate Medical Center at State University of New York in New York City. He said, unexpectedly, people have high blood pressure and are fat, he says. I don't like to use the word fat. I like to use the word, obese or, gluteally challenged, which I admit I am with my tushy, actually have a better prognosis than people who have high blood pressure and are thin. They said you can now choose blood pressure medicines as a means of compensating for this difference. Well, for example, they say the water pill, the diuretics, are much more effective in obese patients, but they could actually harm thin patients. It's true. I rarely use water pills on thin patients. It was just instinctive. I do not like using water pills on thin patients. The only problem with obese patients is you got to make sure they're keeping their potassium up. So they need to take in their potassium foods, potassium-rich foods, bananas, oranges. Potatoes are rich in potassium. Your green leafy vegetables, you need to make sure they're taking in potassium. If not, these diuretics will cause you to urinate more. When you urinate more, you lose potassium. But they say diuretics do better in obese patients. In thin patients, you may want to avoid them. They say also obese patients do better with diuretics because their hypertension is often caused by a combination of too much fluid, excess weight, and too much salt. Yet a thin hypertensive patient, you can't blame their weight. You know, thin patients will say, well, Dahlia, I'll just lose 20 pounds to lower my blood pressure. And I'm like, yeah, your weight is not what's causing your blood pressure. Your BMI is perfect. losing weight may help a little bit, but there's a little bit more to your blood pressure, which is why it never made sense to me for giving a thin person a water pill, because these people don't look water overloaded. All right, to me, it was more genetic. And those people, we would probably use a different medication like an ACE inhibitor. And we talked about ACE inhibitors. We talked about calcium channel blockers really quickly. Diuretics, first blood pressure medicine out there that FDR was on, decreases volume of the blood, less pressure going down the pipe. Beta blockers, they slow down the heart rate. So for those of you with high heart rates, let's say you're skinny and you have high thyroid, hyperthyroid, your heart rate may be high. Higher heart rate, increased pressure. Beta blockers slow that down. Calcium channel blockers, they relax the vessels. Those of you that have had blood pressure where your vessels have started to stiffen over the years, it could be genetic, it could be years of blood pressure. Calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels, so when your heart beats, it beeps against a less stiff pipe. Beautiful medicine, but sometimes it causes leg swelling. Seems to do well on your obese patients as well, and does very well on your African Americans. Now, the ACE inhibitors, or the ARBs, prevent this cascade of hormones that causes you to tighten up your blood vessels, constrict, and raise your blood pressure when your body supposedly thinks less blood flow is coming to the kidneys. This mechanism starts to screw up, and people that have genetic blood pressure, they start to get weird spikes. We give them these ACE inhibitors, and it actually brings down their blood pressure nicely. So depending on your weight, when they looked at normal weight, overweight, obese, etc., they found that normal weight people taking a diuretic didn't do as well. They actually still had heart attack, stroke. At least 68% of them did. They say taking Lotensa Norvasc, which is Lotrel, a combination pill, they did well no matter what their weight. Okay, whether you were skinny, obese, etc., people taking the calcium channel blocker, ACE inhibitor did well. It's my favorite medication, by the way. I like this guy. I practice the way he thinks. So I like that. Again, you know, if you're skinny, probably the diuretic isn't going to be solving your problem. Now, do diuretics help some of these other medicines work better? Yes. Okay, I've had some people where I'll put them on an ARB, like a Cozar, you know, Losartan, Diovan, Atacand, etc., and their blood pressure is almost at goal. And I would say goal is like 120 over 70. I love using that number. It's easy to remember, 120 over 70. I think it's a great number. It used to be 120 over 80. It used to be under 140 over 90. I don't want you in the 140s over 90s. I want you 120 over 70. Anyway, where was I going with that? We're already done. Anyway, sometimes just to bounce you up a little bit, I give you a little bit of that water pill. All right, I see your calls coming in. Stay tuned. We're going to get to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake. so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.